Parshas Pinchas. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pinchas ben Elozor ben Aaron HaKoyin, Pinchas the son of Elozor, the son of Aaron HaKoyin, Heshev Eschamosi, he turned back my anger me'al b'nei Yisrael from the b'nei Yisrael, Bekano Yeskenosi, when he avenged my vengeance, b'seichem among them, v'loichilisi es b'nei Yisrael b'kenosi, and therefore I did not have to destroy the b'nei Yisrael with my nekomo. Since Pinchas took revenge for me, I did not have to destroy the B'nai Yisrael with my vengeance. And Rashi is bothered, why does the Pasuk have to trace Pinchas' ancestry back to Elozor ben Aaron HaKoyin a second time, after it already said this in Parshas Balak, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Zayin, where it says, Vayar Pinchas ben Elozor ben Aaron HaKoyin. Why the Yichus again? And Rashi tells us that the Shvatim were humiliating Pinchas by saying to him, who do you think you are that you can kill a Nasi of a Shevet of Klal Yisrael? Your mother's family are descendants of Yisrael who fattened calves for Avodah Zarah. How do you have the nerve to kill a Nasi like Zimri? Therefore, the Pasuk traces Pinchas' ancestry once again back to his father's side, to Pinchas ben Aaron HaKoyin, as if to say what he did was keeping with the values of his saintly grandfather Aaron HaKoyin. Don't look at his mother's side of the family, but rather look at his father's side, that he was Pinchas ben Elozor ben Aaron HaKoyin, and it was with this Yichus that he did such an act. There is a beautiful Vilna Gaon on this Pasuk, which is worth mentioning. The Vilna Gaon asks, why does the Pasuk say that Pinchas was Heshiv Eschamasi, turned back my anger? A better way to have said this would have been Bitel Eschamasi, he nullified my anger. Why does the Pasuk say Heshiv? And secondly, the Vilna Gaon asks on the Pasuk in Tehillim, where David HaMelech says, Vayamoid Pinchas, and Pinchas got up, Vayefalel, and he executed judgment against Zimri, Vateotzar HaMagefa, and Magefa, the plague, stopped, Vatechoshev Loilut Tzedaka, and it was counted to Pinchas as a Tzedaka. What does the act of Pinchas have to do with Tzedaka? The Vilna Gaon answers, according to the Torah, every Yid is obligated to give annually a machasis ha-shekel, a half a shekel, for the purchase of karbonei sibur, the communal offerings. The word machasis consists of five letters, the middle one being a tzadi, the first letter of the word tzedakah. Immediately flanking the tzadi, which represents tzedakah, are a ches and a yud, which spell the word chai, life. And at the outer ends of the word are the letters mem and tuf, which spells the word mace, death. So the tzadi, which represents tzedakah, is flanked by the word chai, and further away from it is the word mace. And this is an allusion to the adage, utzedakah tatzel mimoves, tzedakah saves from death. And that's why the word chai is right next to the tzadi, and the word mace is further away. Based on this, we can understand why Pinchas' act was an act of tzedakah. Since what Pinchas did brought life, and stopped the plague, it stopped death. Therefore, his actions were like tzedakah, that also brings life and stops death. In the word chamasi, my anger, it is the reverse. The middle letters are mem and tuf, which spells mace, death, and the outer letters are ches and yud, which spell the word chai, life, which means mace is closer, and chai, life, is further. Hashem was saying that Pinchas was heshiv es chamasi. He inverted the word chamasi, chasing death away and bringing closer life. That is why it says Heshiv instead of Bitel. And the Pasuk continues, Lochein, therefore, based on what Pinchas did, Emor, say to him, Hineni noisin loy es berisi shalom, I am giving him my bris shalom. And the Mefarshi Rashi explained that we cannot say that the bris was shalom, because in the next Pasuk it says clearly that the bris was beris kahunas olam, the bris was the kahuna. So how can we say over here, bris means shalom? And secondly, if the bris was shalom, the Pasuk would have said, Hineni noisin loy es bris shalom. Why does it say es brisi shalom? Therefore Rashi learns that the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Pinchas was brisi, my bris of the kahuna, which was shalom in appreciation for the act of zealousness that you, Pinchas, did. V'hoysa loy, and she will be to him, which means this bris of kahuna will be to him, ulazare acharav, and to his children after him, bris, a covenant, kahunas olam, of a kahuna forever, tachas asher kinei lelekov, because he took revenge for his God, Vayechaper al Bnei Yisrael, and he atoned for the Bnei Yisrael. Because Pinchas did this act of zealousness, he was zoiche to receive the kahuna. Pinchas became a kohen. Rashi tells us that even though Aaron and his children received the kahuna at an earlier time, Pinchas did not become a kohen until after he killed Zimri. The question arises, if Aaron and his children all became kohanim much earlier, why wasn't Pinchas, who was living at that time, also given the status of a kohen? Maharal answers that Pinchas was a katan at that time and therefore was not included. The Torah Tumima answers that Hashem did not want Pinchas to be considered a kohen at the time that he killed Zimri, since the Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Amud Bey, says, Hani kohani kaisonim heim. These kohanim are kaisonim. The nature of kohanim is to be hot-tempered people. If Pinchas had been considered a kohen at the time that he killed Zimri, people would have attributed the act that he did to the fact that he was a hot-headed kohen. Therefore, Hashem waited until after the incident of Zimri, allowing everyone to see that Pinchas was a zealous individual who stood up for what was right, and he did not do this act out of kas. And the pasuk continues, V'shem ish Yisrael hamukeh, and the name of the person from Klal Yisrael who was killed, Asher huka es ha-midyonis, who was killed together with the midyonis, Zimri ben Salu, his name was Zimri the son of Salu, Nisi beis av la-shemoni, he was a nasi of one of the five bati avos, of one of the five families of Shimon. Like we will see further in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yud Beis, Shimon was made up of five families, Nemuel, Yamin, Yochin, Zerach, and Shaul. And Zimri was a leader, a nasi, of one of these five families. And Rashi is bothered, why is it first now that the Torah is telling us who this individual was that did this act of znus? Earlier in Parshas Balak, it does not say his name. Why does it first say his name now? Rashi answers, it is to highlight the difference between Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin and Zimri ben Salu, Nisi Beis Av LaShemoni. A few psukim back, the Torah traces Pinchas' ancestry to being Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin, to tell us that his act was a praise, a shvach, to Elazar and to Aharon. However, Zimri's act was a disgrace to his family, to Salu, and to the whole Shevet Shimon. That is why the Torah first tells us over here that he was Zimri ben Salu, Nisi Beis Av LaShemoni. And Rashi tells us a second shot that the reason why the Pasuk tells us now the name of the person who Pinchas killed is because the Torah wants to tell us the Shvach, the praise of Pinchas, that he was not afraid to kill a prominent member in Klal Yisrael, the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, in order to avoid a Chilul Hashem, a desecration of Hashem's name. And the Chizkuni and the Netziv both ask, why does the Pasuk say, Asher huka es ha-midyonis, that Zimri was killed together with the Midyonis? Why stress who Zimri was killed together with? And they answer, because this halacha of kol ha-boyel aramis, kanoim poigimboy, that anybody who has relations with a Gentile woman may be killed by the zealous people, that is only while the person is in the act of znus. However, once he separates himself from the act of znus, the kanoim may not kill him. That is why the pasuk says that Zimri was killed, asher huka es ha-midyonis, together with the midyonis, only because he was still in the middle of the act with the midyonis was Pinchas allowed to kill him. The Mefarshim ask that from this pasuk it seems to be mashma that Zimri was only a nasi of one of the five families of Shimon, as it says, Nisi Beisav LaShemoni. However, Rashi earlier in Pasuk Yud Aleph says that the Shvatim were humiliating Pinchas and telling him, how were you able to kill a Nasi Shevet Miyisrael, Zimri, who was a Nasi of a whole Shevet of Klal Yisrael? So we see from that Rashi that Zimri was a Nasi over the whole Shevet Shimon, not only over one family. And secondly, Chazal tell us that Zimri ben Solu was really Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shadoi, the Nasi of Shevet Shimon. So how can we say that he was only a Nasi over one family? And the Masha in Sanhedrin, and also in Sefer Be'er Basodeh, both answer that he was really both. He was a leader of one of the five families, and he was also the leader of the whole Shevet. And the Pasuk continues, V'shem ho'isha hamuka, and the name of the woman that was killed, Hamidjonis, the Midianite woman, was Kozbi Basur, Kozbi, the daughter of Tzur, the daughter of Balak. And Rashi says that the reason why the Torah has to tell us her name is to teach us the hatred that Midian had towards Klal Yisrael, that they were willing to give up the daughter of their king for Znus in order to cause Klal Yisrael to sin. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, and also in Yonasan ben Uziel, they both say that her name was really not Cosby, but rather Shilunai. And the reason why she was called Cosby, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, She Kozba Ba'aviha, she fooled her father. Because her father Balak told her to only be Mizaneh with the greatest one in Klal Yisrael, with Moshe Rabbeinu. And she went ahead and was Mizaneh with the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, Zimri ben Salu. And the pasuk continues that Sur Balak was Rosh Umais, the head of nations, Beis Av, the head of a Beis Av, B'Midyan who he was in Midyan. And Rashi tells us that the word Rosh goes on the word Umais and also on the word Beis Av. Rosh Beis Av, Balak was a leader of one of the five families of Midyan, because Midyan was comprised of five families, Ephah, Efer, Chanoich, Avida, and Eldah. And Balak was a leader of one of those families. Like we see that there were five kings in Midyan. As the Pasuk says in Parashas Matos, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Ches, Evi, Rekem, Tzur, Chur, and Reva were the kings of Midyan. So Tzur, who was Balak, was one of the five kings of Midyan. And the Pasuk also tells us, Rosh Umais, he was the most prominent and the most chashiv of those five kings. And the only reason why he was listed third, as the Pasuk says, Evi, Rekem, and Tzur, was because he disgraced himself by allowing his daughter to be Mizaneh with Klal Yisrael. Therefore, he was not placed first, but rather third. Before we go back on the Rashis, I would just like to say an interesting thought which I once heard. The two parashiyos before Parshas Pinchas are Parshas Chukas and Parshas Balak, and they are often read together. The two parashiyos afterwards, Parshas Matos and Parshas Maaseh, are almost always read together. Pinchas, which is in between these parashiyos, is always read alone. Why is that? I once heard a pshat that this teaches us that when you are a kanoi, a zealous person, you should be prepared to spend your life alone, because people do not have the courage to fight for what is right. And even if they start out behind you, by the time you turn around, they will be gone and you will be alone. That is why Parshas Pinchas is always read by itself alone. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pinchas ben Elozar ben Aaron HaKohen, and Rashi is bothered, why does the Pasuk have to say again who Pinchas' father and grandfather was? Since the Shvatim were humiliating Pinchas and saying, Hareisem ben Putizeh, have you seen the son of the fattener, Shepitem avi'imoy agolim lavodis elidim, that his mother's father is from the family of Yisroi, who Yisroi fattened calves for avodis zarah? Vehorag Nasi Shevet Mi Yisrael, and this person who is a grandchild of a Ovid Avodah Zarah goes and kills a Nasi from a Shevet in Klal Yisrael. Lefikach bo akosov v'yichasu achar Aharon. Therefore the Pasuk goes and traces his ancestry after Aharon to teach us that what he did was keeping with the values of his great saintly grandfather Aaron HaKohen. Zok Rashi bekano yes kinasi v'nikmoy es nikmosi, because he avenged my vengeance. Bekatzpoy es haketzef, when he expressed his anger, shahoya li liksoif, which I really should have been angry at. But he went and he expressed his anger, and therefore I did not have to become angry. Kol loshon kinohu hameschara linkoim nikmas dover. The loshon of kino means that somebody who is angry to take revenge. An prunmant bilaz. The ayin also in Parshas Yisroi, perik chav posukei, in Parshas Kisisa, perik lamedalid posuk yudalid, and also in Parshas Behaloscha, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chavtes, where there too, in all those places, Rashi explains the word kino. Zok Rashi es Barisi Shalom, Shetehaloi Lebris, this kahuna will be to Pinchas for a bris, Shalom, in appreciation for what he has done for me. Ka'odom ha-machzik toiva, like a person who attributes goodness, Vechinus and graciousness, Lemisha Oisa Imay Toiva, to a person who did good for him. Afkan, so too over here, Pirish Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shleim Moisov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his feelings of friendship to Pinchas. And this is what the Pasuk means. Hinini Noisin Le Es Brisi, behold, I am giving you my bris of kahuna, Shalom, in appreciation. Zok Rashi, Vahoisa Loi, and she will be to him. Vahoisa is Lashon Nekeva. So therefore Rashi says, the word Vahoisa is going on a word which is Nekeva, which is the bris. Vahoisaloi, and she will be to him Brisi Zois, this bris of mine, Bris Kuhunas Oilam, as a bris for Kuhuna forever. Even though the children of Aharon have already become Kohanim, it was only given to Aharon and his children who were anointed with him, and to their children that will be born after their anointing. However, Pinchas, who was born before this, and he was not anointed, he did not come into the category of Kahuna up to this point. And so we learned in Masechta Zvachim, Pinchas at Shehorag LeZimri. Pinchas did not become a Kohen until he killed Zimri. Zok Rashi, Leilokov does not mean to his God, but rather Bishvil Eleikov, for his God. Pinchas took revenge, Leilokov, for his God. Kimoi, just like the Pasuk says, Hamekana Atali, are you zealous for me? It does not mean to me, but rather li means for me. And so too, v'kinesi l'tzion, I have been zealous for tzion, it means bishvil tzion, for the sake of tzion, and not to tzion. Zok Rashi, v'shem ish Yisrael, and the name of the man from Klal Yisrael who was mezaneh. And Rashi is bothered, why does the pasuk wait until now to tell us who this person was? Zok Rashi, k'shem sheyiches es hatzadik l'shvach, just like the pasuk traces the ancestry of the tzaddik, l'shvach, to say that what he did was a shvach, a praise to his family, to Elazar, and to Aharon, yiches es harosh l'gnai. So too, it also traces the ancestry of the rasha, l'gnai, to say that he was a disgrace to his family and to his shevet, to Salu and to shevet Shimon. Nisi beisav l'shimoni, le'echod mechameshes bate ovois shehoyu l'shevet Shimon. Zimri was a nasi of one of the five families that there was to shevet Shimon. Davar acher, Rashi tells us another pshat why the pasuk lets it be known who the one who was mezana was. Lahidia shvacha shel Pinchas, to let it be known the praise of Pinchas. She'af al pishezeh hoya nasi, even though the person he killed was a nasi, lo'imona es atzmai, he did not refrain milikane from being zealous lechil Hashem, in order that there should not be a desecration of Hashem's name. That is why the pasuk tells us who was the one who was killed. The shame ha'isha hamuka, and the name of the isha that was killed. This is to let you know the hatred of Midjan towards Klal Yisrael. Shefkiru bas melech, they let loose the daughter of their king Liznus to be mezane, k'dei lahachti es Yisrael, in order to cause Klal Yisrael to sin. Rosh Umais, he was the head of Umais. Echad mechameshes malchei Midjan, he was one of the five kings of Midjan, because the pasuk says es Evi, ves Rekem, ves Sur, vechulu, etc. So we see that Sur was one of the five kings of Midjan. Vehu haya chashav mikulam, and he was the most prominent of all of them. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Rosh Umais, he was the head of nations. He was the most prominent of these kings. Ulefi shenog bizoyim be'atzmai lahafkir bitoi, since he disgraced himself by being mafkir his daughter Fuznus, Minoy Shlishi, therefore the pasuk counts him as number three and not number one. The pasuk says, Evi, Rekem, and then Tzur. The Maskil of David asks, if so, if Balak disgraced himself, why is he listed third and not last? He answers, because if he was listed last, we could have thought that the Torah is listing in reverse order, from the least chashuv to the most chashuv. And therefore, Balak, who was last, was the most prominent. That is why he is listed in the middle, a place that nobody would think it is because of his prominence that he is listed number three. Zok Rashi Beis Av, Chameshes Bate Ovois Hoyu L'Midyon. There were five families to Midyon, Eifo, Efer, Chanoich, Avido, and Eldo. V'zeh Hoyo Melech Le'echer Mehem, and Balak was a king to one of these families. So the pasuk is saying, Rosh Beis Av, he was ahead of one of the families. And also Rosh Umais, he was the most prominent of all these heads, the most prominent of the five kings. And the pasuk continues, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Soror es habidjanim, antagonize the midjanim. It is incumbent upon you to treat them as enemies. Always treat them as enemies. And this takes place immediately. You should be enemies with Midjan immediately. V'kisem oisam, in the future you will hit them, like we will see further on in Parshas Matos. And the reason why you must treat them as enemies is because kitzurim heim lochem, because they antagonized you, b'nichleihem asher niklu lochem, with their conspiracies that they conspired against you, al devar pa'or, to cause you to worship Baal Pa'or. They sent their daughters to be mezana with you in order to cause you to worship Pa'or. Val devar kozbi bas nesi midyon achoisam, and concerning what they did with Kozbi, the daughter of their king, their sister. They were willing to give up the daughter of their king for Znus, just in order to get Klal Yisrael to sin. So it is because of these things that it is incumbent upon you to treat them as enemies, because they conspire to get you to worship Pa'or, and because they gave the daughter of their king for Znus in order to cause you to sin. And Rashi points out that although it was the daughters of Mayav who started to be mezana with Klal Yisrael, like the pasuk says at the end of Parshas Balak, Vayochel ha'om liznois el benois Mayav, they started to be mezana with the daughters of Mayav, and first afterwards they were mezana with the daughters of Midyan. So why don't we find over here any command to hate and to antagonize Mayav? Rashi tells us that Hashem did not command Klal Yisrael to destroy Mayav because of Rus, who is destined to emerge from Mayav, like the Gemara says in Baba Kama. And the pasuk continues, Hamuka b'yom ha'magefa, Kozbi, who was killed on the day of the plague which occurred al devar Pa'or, because Klal Yisrael worshipped Pa'or. Vayihi acharei ha'magefa, and it was after this plague. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe ve'el Elazar ben Aaron ha'kohen lemer, and Hashem said to Moshe to say to Elazar the son of Aharon ha'kohen, saying, Se'u es roish kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, take a census of the whole assembly of the b'nei Yisrael, miben esrim shana v'malo, from 20 years and up, leves havoisam, to their father's house, kol yotzei tzala b'Yisrael, everybody who was of the age to go to the army of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi in his first pshat tells us that there is a connection between the beginning of the pasuk, vayihi acharei hamagefa, and it happened after the plague, and what is said afterwards, that Hashem commanded Moshe to count Klal Yisrael. Because after the plague, Hashem wanted to know what was the number of Klal Yisrael that remained. Just like when a shepherd has a flock, and wolves come and attack the sheep in the flock, he counts how many sheep remain after this attack. So too, after the plague, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe to count Klal Yisrael to see how many remained. According to this pshat, there is a connection between the beginning of the pasuk, Vayihi acharei hamagefa, and the counting of the Bnei Yisrael. However, Rashi tells us a second pshat, that the reason why they were counted now is because it was nearing the time of Moshe's death. And just like when Moshe received Klal Yisrael, when he became their leader, in the beginning, when they went out of Mitzrayim, he received them by number, like the pasuk says, Kishesh Me'oz Elef, 600,000 people went out of Mitzrayim. So too, he had to return Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of his days with a misbar, with a number. And therefore, they were counted now at the time when Moshe was about to die. Or Achayim explains that according to this pshat, there is no connection between the beginning of the pasuk, Vayihi acharei hamagefa, and it happened after the plague and the counting of Klal Yisrael. And that is why there is a piska, a pay separating those words and the rest of the pasuk. V'ayim b'sefer maskil David, who asks, if so, those words should have not been said at all, according to the second shot of Rashi. V'yidaber Moshe ve'Elazar ha'Kohen, and Moshe and Elazar ha'Kohen spoke oisam to the Bnei Yisrael, and told them that Hashem commanded them to be counted, ba'arvois Moav, in the plains of Moav, al Yardain, near the Yardain, Yerichai, opposite Yerichai, Lamor, telling them that Hashem had commanded them to be counted, miben esrim shana v'malo, from 20 and up, just like Hashem commanded the Bnei Yisrael who left Mitzrayim that they were supposed to be counted from the age of 20 and up, so too you who are entering Eretz Yisrael will also be counted from the age of 20 and up. And the Mefarshim explain that Moshe was saying by this to Klal Yisrael that you should not be afraid of dying in the Midbar, just like the ones who were counted when they went out of Mitzrayim from the age of 20 and up. Although you will be counted from the same age, from 20 and up, you will not die in the Midbar like they did, but rather you will enter Eretz Yisrael. Zakt Rashi, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Tzarar, Kamoi Zachar and Shamar. Just like the word Zachar means to always remember, and Shamar means to always watch, so too, Tzarar means to always antagonize. Lashon Hoveh, it is a Lashon in the present, you should always antagonize the Midyanim. Aleichem la'ayavoysam, it is incumbent upon you to treat them as enemies. Zakrashi ki tzarim heim lochem al dvar pa'or, because they conspired against you to cause you to worship pa'or. Shefkiru b'noi sam l'znus, because they were mafkir and let loose their daughters for znus, kidei in order la'toyschem, to cause you to go astray achar pa'or, after pa'or, and worship pa'or. That's Moyav loitziva l'hashmid. However, Moyav, Hashem did not command for Klal Yisrael to kill, even though they were the ones who started the znus with Klal Yisrael. Mipnei Rus, shehoisa asida lotzeis mehem, because of Rus, who was destined to emerge from Moyav. Kidamrinon bebavakamo, like it says in Masechta Bavakamo. The ayin in Parshas Matos, Perik, Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Beis, where there Rashi adds another reason why Hashem did not command Klal Yisrael to destroy Moyav. Because they started up with Klal Yisrael out of fear, because they were afraid that Klal Yisrael would be shoyle l'maysam, they would take away their money. However, Midyan, who did not have such a fear, should never have started with Klal Yisrael, and therefore Hashem commanded Klal Yisrael to destroy Midyan. I would just like to point out that it seems unclear what was the main avera that Klal Yisrael did with Moyav and Midyan. On one hand, Rashi tells us in Parshas Balak, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet, that Bilam's advice was to cause Klal Yisrael to sin with the avera of Znus, because Eloiheyem shel Elu Sonazima, their God hates Znus, which would be mashma, that the main purpose was to get Klal Yisrael to sin with the avera of Znus. However, when we look at their punishment, we find that the Torah speaks about their punishment for worshipping Pahor, and not because of their avera of Znus. In Parshas Balak, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Dalad, the Pasuk says that they were stoned and hung, as Rashi explains, because one who worships Avodah Zarah is chayev skila, he is chayev to be stoned and hung. So we see that they were punished because of the Avodah Zarah and worshipping of Pa'ar. And so too over here, the Pasuk says that the reason for the Magefa was because they worship Pa'ar. As the Pasuk says, B'yoyim ha-Magefa al-Davar Pa'ar. The Magefa, the plague, was because of the Avera of worshipping Pa'ar. It does not say because of the Znus, but rather because of Pa'ar. And we see also in Rashi over here that the reason why we must antagonize and be enemies with Midyan is because Shefkiru b'noiseyem l'znus kidei l'hatoyschem achar pa'ar. The whole purpose of the znus was in order to cause you to worship pa'ar. So this seems different than what Rashi says before. Rashi said before the purpose was in order to get them to be mezane. Eloheim shel elu sonei zima. And here it seems like that the main purpose was to get them to worship pa'ar. The Ayin B'Sefer Teres Chaim on Masechta Sanhedrin, who discusses this question. Zok Rashi Pasuk Aleph, Vayihi Acharei HaMagefa, and it was after the plague, Moshe L'Roya, this can be compared to a shepherd, Shenichnesu Ze'evim L'Tech Edroi, that wolves entered into his flock, V'Hogu Bahen, and they killed the sheep, V'Humoyda Oysam, and then afterwards he counts the remaining sheep, Leida Minyan HaNoisoros, to know the number, how many sheep remained after the attack. And it is interesting to note that Rashi in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tezayin, says that after there was a plague in Klal Yisrael because of the Avera of the Egel, Hashem commanded Moshe to count them. There too, Rashi gives a mushal to a flock of sheep. However, Rashi more appropriately says over there that the mushal is that a plague hit the flock, and that's why the shepherd had to count them again. Since over there the nimshal was that a magefa, a plague, hit Klal Yisrael, so the mushal was also with a magefa. Why over here, where the nimshal is also a magefa struck Klal Yisrael, does Rashi bring down a mushal that ze'evim, wolves, came and attacked the sheep, as opposed to saying a magefa, like he says in Parshas Kisisa? Zok Rashi, davar acher, another reason why Klal Yisrael were counted at this point, Kishiyotu mi Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, v'nimtzru l'Moshe, and they were given over to Moshe. Nimtzru lo b'minyan, they were given over by number, like the Pasuk says, kishesh meos elef ragli, 600,000 people left Mitzrayim. Achshav shekarv lomos ulahachzer tzaynei, now when his time of death was nearing and he had to return his flock, he had to return Klal Yisrael back to Hashem, machzirim b'minyan, he gives them back with a minyan. And as we said from the Orach Chaim, according to this pshat, there is no connection between the beginning of the pasuk Vayihi Acharei HaMagefa and the end of the pasuk. Zok Rashi Leveis Avoisam, to their father's house, Al Shevet Ho'av Yisyachasu, their lineage is given by their father's Shevet. and we do not go after their mother's shevet. If their father is from one shevet and their mother from a second shevet, we go after the shevet of the father. That's what it means, leves avoisam, to their father's house. Vaydaber Moshe v'Elazar HaKohen itam, and Moshe and Elazar spoke itam, daberu imam. Over here, itam means imam. They spoke to Klal Yisrael al zois concerning this, shetziva hamokin limnoisam, that Hashem commanded them to be counted. Lamar saying, Amru lahem, they said to Klal Yisrael, tzrichim atem lehimonois miben esrim shonav amalo. You have to be counted from the age of 20 and up, kasher tziva Hashem, just like Hashem commanded, sheyehei minyonam miben esrim shonav amalo, that the ones who went out of Mitzrayim had to be counted from the age of 20 and up. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says in Parashas Kisisa, kol ha'oiver al ha'pekudim, anybody who passed among the counted had to be over the age of 20.